This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Doctor!
Pastor, this is miraculous and incredible. A year ago, he had a road traffic accident. He was hospitalized for 3 good months, Pastor. Pastor, you can even see his visible scar. He said, while you were ministering, he listened in faith. And the moment you said, eyes will be recreated, he believed. Pastor, he could not use his right eye.
You are blind? You are blind in that eye?
Yes, sir.
You are blind in this eye?
Yes, sir. I couldn't use your eye.
You couldn't use it?
But right now, he can see.
Can you see with it now?
Yes, sir.
Close the other one. Can you see with that one?
Yes, sir.
Look at anything. Go and touch anybody. Close it to that one. Go and touch any person. Anybody. Just go touch somebody. Go and touch somebody. Touch another person. It was blind in that eye. Give Jesus a hand. You're clapping for yourself, but you're clapping for Jesus. Yes.
Pastor, the miracle did not end there. As a result of the road traffic accident, he couldn't breathe freely. His right nostril was blocked. But while you were ministering, he also listened in faith. Now he can breathe freely.
You know what God healed? You are free totally?
Yes, sir.
Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
Give Jesus a hand.
She's a student of Okma. She said she had pains for the past 1 year. This is her mother. She went to the school to bring, she brought her here. And right in this service, Pastor, she has been made whole. All the pains disappeared.
No more pain. Give Jesus a hand. You okay then, baby? You okay now? Thank you, Jesus. Don't cry. Why are you crying? Where was the pain?
At her spine.
At her spine?
Yes, right into the waistline.
Oh, I'll touch your toe. Don't cry and ask my baby. No pain. No pain. No pain. Stop crying, you know. And your butter, baby.
Papa?
Yes?
This family, this couple, they received their healing. This is the husband. She said he had had a stroke since the 5th of December, and she has been helping him with activities in the house, bathing him, doing everything.
That
he couldn't
not
even
funny.
Walk. He came here aided, but right in this service,
this is the first
he cannot
time
walk freely. He can raise up his hands. What he can do?
Are you clapping for Jesus?
The wife also said she came to this healing school. She came to the healing school with waist pain.
She
and the pain is gone.
You two had pain in your waist.
Yes,
no pain?
Yes, sir.
No pain?
No pain, sir.
Your husband healed, you healed.
Yes, sir.
Give Jesus a hand.
Pastor?
Yes.
There's a creative miracle here.
Yes.
Since 2018, this lady has been unable to walk aided without the use of her crutches. In 2018, she had surgery on both knees for bilateral osteoarthritis on both knees. Since then, she has been unable to walk unaided. But right in this service,
she
for the
those,
first time in 2 years, she can walk unaided.
This is the first time, Mama, you're walking without the crutches?
No,
Move. The power of God. Give you strength in the name of Jesus. Give strength to every part of your body.
Amen.
Jesus' name. When I get up, you'll be shocked what God has done in your body. You who can't pick Mama up. Mama is very healthy. Amen. Mama can walk back. Hold her, she'll still be staggering. Hold her, she'll still be staggering. She's still under anointing. Hold her. Turn her. Mama, open your eyes. And now walk. You'll be no pain. Walk. You'll be surprised. No pain. Walk. Walk. Walk.
God is really doing great things. This mama here said she's not a member. She was invited by her daughter.
She doesn't have to be a member to be healed.
She said her daughter dropped her off at the healing school, that this is her first time here. She's had arthritis, osteoarthritis for 8 years and has not been able to walk properly. For the first time in 8 years, she got up from her seat and walked to us, and she's been walking since. No pain. She's able to move her legs freely.
God healed you.
Made whole.
No pain.
Yes, God healed me.
Move. Do what you cannot do for 8 years. Give Jesus a hand.
Yeah. 1 year ago, this woman had what we call dysfunctional uterine bleeding. She was just passing blood as if it was her menses, continuous, non-stopping. She visited a medical doctor, a gynecologist, who offered her total hysterectomy, that's removal of the womb, as solution for that abnormal bleeding, so that she can survive. In the process of the surgery, there was a mistake, an error. The bladder was tampered with, so she began to pass urine. She had been wearing diapers as pampers for 1 year period to contain that urine. In this meeting today, God has done the surgery. Painless surgery. Surrender it and it. Hallelujah. You're free now. You're free.
I've been wearing pampers since March 8th. I did the surgery. This is the catheter here.
Your body.
And since now, if I say, you don't be entering the catheter. I've been trying to force the urine to enter the pampers that I'm wearing. Since now, no urine is entering the pampers.
Where Jesus is
Pastor, this is a creative miracle. The mother said she's 11 years old, and for the first time today in 11 years, she's hearing and she's speaking.
For the first time?
Yes, Pastor.
She was born deaf and dumb.
Yes, sir.
The mother is crying. Baby, don't give me. Don't cry. Two of them are crying. Both mama and baby. Thank you. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry. Sorry, sorry. Don't cry. One. Give me the microphone. One.
Well.
Papa. This is the first time she's speaking and talking. Are you hearing and talking? Are you giving Jesus a hand? Thank you. Baby. So she attends this day, deaf and dumb school?
Papa, I refuse to send her to
because of the problem.
I refuse because I...
Now, don't worry. She'll go back to school and recover everything.
Amen.
Child, be supernaturally intelligent. Now the lost ears will be recovered in an amazing manner. They will become a surprise to your world. In the name of Jesus. Father, cause this brain to be electric. This daughter of God will understand that the frequency they will know is your hand. Now open her ears, you lose her tongue, and I give her surpassing intelligence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Is in this place.
My name is Lady Okenam. 2015, I had a surgery. After that surgery, I started having pain. They've been managing me with pain relief. But 3 years ago, I was diagnosed that I have spondylitis. And I've been managing with pain relief, and I'm being on physiotherapy. And last year, when I finally went to see the consultant, the consultant now told me there's going to conduct a spinal surgery. I refused the spinal surgery, and I've been on just physiotherapy and pain relief. The day I don't take pain relief, I cannot walk around. And I can't bend freely. If I try and bend twice, I will fall down. But today, when Papa was ministering the word of God, and he said Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3, that Jesus take away our infirmities and heal all our diseases. I held on to it. And he said, what Jesus took from you, can you take it back? And he said, no.
You can't have what he took. He took it and that is it. He took it. That was the scripture that brought me out of apatitis. Jesus, if you took it, I can't have what you say you took. Therefore, myself and my body and my mind, I said, you are stupid, you are lying. Jesus told me, he took. I told myself, I am lying. My body's lying. Everything's lying. Let God be true and everything, including myself, be a liar. I said, if Jesus said he took, then I mean he took.
And I begin to look at myself and say, today, already he has been taken away from me. And when he said, do that which you cannot do.
Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus.
Not
do what you couldn't do. Act right now. Act right now.
Let faith arise in your soul.
I start bending down. I couldn't dance. I like dancing. I can't dance. I can't squat. I can't wear my pants. I've been like that. I have a house up in house that does everything for me. I am a nurse. I work in BMSH, May Medical Ward.
Yes. 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with lumbar spondylosis. That is degenerative disease of the lumbar spine. It made it difficult for her to bend. But while we are ministering, she can now bend without having any pain.
In the Western world, she will be on a wheelchair. That's the doctor talking. In the Western world, they will never allow her to walk. She will be on. It's a wheelchair miracle. In Africa, we endure pains until it is out of way. That miracle is a wheelchair miracle in the Western world. Lady, bend and touch your toe. No pain? No pain?
Sometimes when I want to give medication, I will sit by the side of the bed and they look at me and everybody have ignored me. Nobody wanted to listen to me. They felt I'm just joking. But today I feel relief. And my leg, two legs, when I walk, it look as if there's two stones on my leg. But the leg was like some people, as if I wanted to fall. I was so free. I was so free as if something have left me. I'm so excited today. May the name of the Lord be glorified. Thank this God of this commission who have done this for me, who have put a smile on my face. Every time if you see my face, I express that pain. Sometimes I cried every time. People don't know who I cry for. Because when the pains come today, when I was standing, I couldn't stand for 5 minutes. But I was standing in the church. I said, even the pain came severely, I will never let go. I was standing and the pain was coming severely. Even the headache I had, everything disappeared. I want to return all glory to the Lord. I'm so excited today. I am a brand new woman. I'm so happy. May the name of the Lord be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is a notable testimony here. Permit me to describe this young man as a new generation, Thomas. Pastor, he had always doubted most of the miracles that had emanated from this exalted altar. He's not a member of this church. He said he had watched people struggle with ordinary bags when the Holy Ghost envelopes such bags. He had always doubted and described the miracles he had so seen here as a form of ecclesiastical jiggery-pokery. Pastor, permit me.
Hallelujah. This man would have been a politician. He went to read medicine. He would have just gone into politics. So that he would have given up Duam. Duam. Go ahead.
Pastor, he said he doubted almost everything and he said we were stage managing or doctoring, whatever that happened. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, Papa, he had a papilloma on the gluteal region. That is a benign tumor. Physical growth on his buttocks that spread to his interior thighs. They had been there until he came into this service. While people are testifying, he said all these things could not be true. Right there, he was touched. He has gone to check himself. The growth completely gone. Everything dried up.
It is because of David the Omer. Hallelujah. Amen. So you believe now?
Sir.
You go and tell everybody, so boy. I used to doubt myself. I said the stage manager, this thing. That's the only thing you do now. We don't want it. Just go tell all your friends, say, boy, you know what? I was one person who said, oh, this is their stage manager. Them. You know my own case. See me now. So your own eyes, so go and tell your friends. Tell your what? Go and tell all your friends. So I used to think that this is their stage manager. And me, I've seen my own. So tell all your, and anybody who cares to hear. And you will now know, come. Father, thank you for healing him. Take all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody push you. That's how that back to the credit.
Pastor, for 10 years, Mama has been blind in the left eye.
In the left eye?
Yes, sir.
For 10 years?
For 10 whole years. She said she came all the way from Lagos and was invited for this healing school. But as we are ministering, instantly she cannot see with her left eye. She says she can even read
Mama,
what is on the screen.
Can you close your right? Close the one you used to see with. Can you see me? Come and touch me. You can give her a microphone. You can see me?
Yes.
Touch my nose. Give Jesus. Give Jesus.
My name is Noe Dianya. I am a pastor, and Pastor David Ibiome is my spiritual father. Sometime at the end of 2020, I fell ill, and I just took it for granted. But I discovered it persisted, so I went to a pharmacy. They checked, they said to do some tests. They said it was just malaria, it was 1+. So they gave me some drug I took. But I discovered the situation wasn't getting better. So I proceeded to the hospital. They also ran some tests. They say, oh, there's nothing serious. You'll be okay. Maybe stress and all that. I took more drugs. Then the situation got worse. I went back again. After going back a few times, like 3 times or thereabout, one day I got back home and I was supposed to go out on Saturday morning for a wedding. And then my were all set. I just discovered I was getting so weak. By the day I was getting weak, and that day I couldn't go out again. I just broke down. So I lay down and I couldn't stand up for about 3 days. I had to be taken to the hospital. By the time I got back, my eye was so yellow. As soon as the doctor saw me, he started shouting, say, calm down, calm down. He called them, he said, have you done hepatitis and liver function test? They said, no. Say, go quickly, let them do it. And they told me that my situation was very bad and they were able to hide it from me, that my liver was in a very bad shape. And so they make a referral to another hospital. So they took me, they brought a team of consultants. When they finished looking at my case, they said they needed to give a honest advice to me that what can save me at this junction, because at that time they said 75% of my liver was no longer functioning. And that the liver was getting rotten, that's the truth. That was what they told me. I was now advised that the best thing to do at this time was for me to be moved abroad. They recommended 2 nations. So I got across to Papa in the midst of that. He prayed for me on phone and then eventually told me he was coming to Abuja. So when he got to Abuja, he sent for me. I were delaying for him to come. And then doctors were saying that this delay you are delaying, that in a short while, in less than 2 weeks, you cannot fly again. You cannot leave the country again. You are joking with life. Because the enzyme inside my liver that was supposed to be minimum 258 or thereabout, were already in their thousands. And they say at that time that there was no hope again. My body was as black as the suit I'm wearing right now. My poo was pure white. That's the first time I was seeing a pure white poo in my life. My eyes were a yellow mixed with red. I don't know the color to call it. Papa now came to Abuja. And then they took me to him. The first thing Papa did, turned to my wife, he said, you are not going to be a widow. He ministered to me, administered the anointing, administered communion. When he ministered and finished praying for me, as if something was going to my body, I didn't know it was the anointing. As I got back home that night, I slept. I woke up the following day, as if I wasn't the one that was sick again. But within a few days, the eyes corrected, then the body started adjusting, then my poo started adjusting, and then within a short period, I became perfectly okay. The reason why I wore this suit today is that I got this suit newly that time and I've never worn it. When the day Papa was going to come, I told my wife, I said, let them get that suit for me to wear it and bring it and go and see Papa. My wife said, what do you need suit for? Just wear it and go. As soon as my wife finished speaking to me, I heard the voice of the devil as if he was standing right by me. He said, don't wear that suit. That's what the suit they will use at least to bury you. You have a new suit they will use to bury you. I rejected the voice and went. When Papa prayed for me, I received my total healing, and today I'm perfectly okay. The further test that came out after that one revealed that I have been perfectly made whole. Everything has restored back to normal. My liver is perfectly back. You can see my skin is back.
Last year, glory ring, I went to the village. My wife went to work. This boy here was born twins. The twins is like the mother in our church today. So the both of them went to glory ring. While they were there, this boy was born with a problem. He has a short tongue in his mouth. When he's eating, he normally uses spoon to clean his lips. Most time he uses his hand. When they wanted to pronounce something like right, he would say wise. Red, rain, he'll be having problem with those things. So that day, why was in the service? According to him, I wasn't there. He said, Papa said, put your hand on any part of your body, you want God to heal you. This boy said, he put his hand on his tongue. After the prayer, as we were leaving the service, according to him, he said, remember what Papa said, he opened his mouth. The tongue grew from here to this place. So, when I came back from the journey, they told me, Daddy, I got miracle. I said, let me sit down. What is this now? I will look. They said, Daddy, I got miracle. The mother said, listen to this boy. I said, let me sit down. And I managed to sit somewhere. He was pressing on me and said, look at my mouth. As soon as the boy opened his mouth, the tongue reached. I ran away. I asked him to try again. He tried. I ran away.
These are the fearful acts of God.
Last year, glory ring.
In a world full of anxiety and pain, there's a place for divine exemption.
And it said, heal all your sins.
Access to a world free from the devil's grasp.
Every spirit behind infirmity in any part of the body, in the name of Jesus Christ himself, I command you, foul spirit, come on and go in Jesus' name.
To praise you, Lord, and lift my hands to say, I love you. You are everything to me. And I
of mercy and grace. How I dwell in this place, for in that presence there is healing divine. No other power can heal or die. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy, perfect Father of mercy and grace, thou art well in this place. And Master Maker, Life Creator, come and dwell in me, and my heart may know your tender mercy. Shine through me that all may see your love, so full and free, and I declare your praise through endless ages. You are lovely, you are holy, you gave supremely that all men might see. You are gentle, tender-hearted, my risen Savior. You are God, you are lovely, you are Lord, you are holy, you are whole. You gave supreme, that a man, that a man might see. You are gentle, you are tender hearted, tender hearted. My reason saved you. You are God, and all heaven declares. The glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare? With the beauty of the Lord, sing forever. Ever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. You are Lamb upon the throne, Lord. Oh Lord, I gladly bow my knee to worship you. Forever you.
Worship him. Open your mouth. Even if you are sick, open your mouth and worship him. In your worship, he will touch you. Oh, we worship you, mighty God. We give you praise and glory. We're something that's not like you forever on the throne. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Blessed be your name, mighty God. You are worthy to be exalted. And worthy to be glorified. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have worshipped. Lord, we have come to know that person but you. This healing school glorified Jesus. Spirit of the living God. It's not by mind and power. Let every sick be healed. And let all the glory go back to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
give me a hand. You may be seated. You're all welcome to this healing school. Whether you're watching from the church or you're watching online, anywhere you are, there's no body in the spirit. No matter the part of the world where you are, the healing power of God will reach you. Yeah. So it's like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods, like thee, glorious in holiness. Yet, listen, hear me well, you can live a sickness-free life. It's very possible. It is possible to live a life without sickness. So it means possible. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. To live a sickness-free life. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. It said, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. It said, you have been bought. So the entire body was paid for. Jesus paid for your body. Many of us are aware he died for our sins. Many don't know that he paid for our body. And he don't pay for a good twice. It said, you have been bought for a price. I paid dearly for your health to be restored. Jesus said so, not me. He said, I paid for you. I have paid your price. Now, if I go to a store and pay something for you, all you need to do is to go and carry the goods. Is that true? If you go to the store and they start crying, they'll look at you and say, are you serious? You just show them the receipt and say, this is what has been paid for. I want to pick my good. Jesus said, tell the devil, I paid for your body. Show him the receipt that I paid. 1 Corinthians 6:20 is the receipt. I paid for it, Jesus said. And what he says, he means what he says. He said, he paid for your health. That heart issue, he paid for it. That kidney paid for, the entire body paid. He bought you with what? His blood was what he bought you with. The front of the cross is salvation. The back of the cross is healing. He said he paid for your entire body to be healed. And that cannot be unpaid. He has paid. So any devil challenging it, today is the last day you remain sick. Yeah. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. Acts 10:38. Is how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What was the good he went about doing? Healing all. Say, I'm amongst the all. Say one more time. He said Jesus went about doing good. So healing is good. He went about and said there's no good gift that will be withheld from them. So today your own healing shall be released. Yeah. He went about doing good. What was the good he went about doing? Healing all, inclusive. All that will oppress of the devil. So sickness is an oppression of the devil. It's not God trying to teach you a lesson. No, that's not true. God can't teach you a lesson through sickness. So I decree everyone oppressed of the devil with sickness, be free in the name of Jesus. React against that sickness because it's an oppression of the devil. Satan is the one behind that disease. So I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. Speaks, everything hears. Even the dead, he will hear when he speaks. God can't speak and anything challenges authority. Animate and inanimate objects hear when he speaks. He spoke to a tree, the tree heard his voice. He spoke to even fishes. Fishes heard his voice. So that disease, we hear what will be declared right now. In John chapter 5, 25 to 27. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So if the dead we hear, you are not dead yet. In case even if you are dead, and the brother, you will hear what I'm saying right now. For as the Father had life in himself, so had he given to the Son to have life in himself. And had given him authority to execute judgment also because he's the Son of Man. Dead hears his voice. Dead hears what? His voice. So I command right now, every dead organ, every dead part, kidneys dead, your brain dead, whatever has been dead in you, hear what I'm saying now in the name of Jesus. Live in Jesus' name. Whatever is considered dead, we live right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are ministering some time ago in a place called Baltimore, Maryland, United States. And a man's brain, the cells were dead. So even if you write A like this, he can't recognize the A. Very wealthy man. So the wife held him. He will be looking but can't recognize anything because his brain cells, everything has died. He was given few weeks to live. And she just held him. He will be looking at you, he can't recognize the letter A, educated man. And right inside the crusted ground, he got his brain back. And then looked at the wife and called her by name. They say A, B, C. Before then, he could not pronounce the word letter A. He said A, B, C, D, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody was shocked. Nobody laid hands on him. The dead brain heard the word of God. I don't know what is dead inside you right now. He said the dead shall hear. So right now as I'm speaking, every dead part of you will hear the word of God. And I command that dead part to live in the name of Jesus. If you believe that that dead part will hear, say the amen and receive it. So whatever is dead in me shall receive the word of God. And that part will live. Somebody, organs that have been dead, I command life now in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, your amen confirms a miracle. Dead part, any part dead. Any part of your body dead receives life in the name of Jesus. He said the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man. His Father sent him to the center. I'm not speaking my word, I'm speaking his word. So power surges into that part of your body and life goes into that path. As a life goes into that path, so my life goes to my kidneys. Look at your body anyway. Want life, say life go to my kidney, life go to my eyes, life to my womb, life to every organ in my body. I receive life right now in the name of Jesus. Life in my eyes, life in my ears. Hey, go ahead and speak. Life in my organs in the name of Jesus. I receive life. In Jesus' most wonderful name. In Isaiah chapter 53, 4 and 5. Surely, that word surely means for sure. For sure, that's the meaning. He had bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Let me stop here. Even a person who comes to Christ today will tell you Jesus died for my sins. Is that true? He did not just die for your sins. He also paid the price for you to be free from sickness. We all accept one partial. Don't accept a partial gospel. Many know he died for our sins. When it comes to sickness, they don't accept it because it has to do with physical pain. It is easy to be healed as it's easy to be saved. The same way with simple faith, you accepted that Jesus died for your sins, simply accept that Jesus died also for your sickness. He paid the price. So don't believe one part of the gospel and leave the other part. He said, well, he died for my sins. Now let me ask you this question. It's a simple question. How many believe that Jesus died for your sins? You believe it? Do you believe it? Where did you see him die for you? You didn't see him. You heard the word of God and you believed. Say simple faith. Simple faith. Is there any of us here who saw Jesus die? Say, I forgive you. Not one. We are not there. But you believe the word of God. True? Do you believe? Where did you see blood pour on your head? Yet you believe. True? That simple faith. That as simple as you have, you believe. Believe that he paid the price for you to be healed. He died for your sickness. The day you believe that simple gospel, sickness will go. The same way you believe that they forgive your sins, same way believe that they died for you to be free from sickness. It's simple. Say it simple. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. It is very simple to be healed. But most times we don't believe it because it has to do with physical pain. It has to do with what? There are three things you will fight when you want healing. Fight the battle of pains. Fight the battle of your mind. Your mind will tell you, no, no, no. What they are saying is not true. So your mind has to accept the truth. And fight the battle of the devil. Who want to contradict the gospel and say, if it's so, then why are you not healed? So you have to battle these three things. Your physical pain has to be battled with. You tell the pain, shut up. Jesus said so, I believe it. And that settles it. But it was wounded for our transgressions. It was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, where he said, I'm healed. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 24, he repeated it. Woo! His own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Whatever Jesus did, he did it for you and I. Let me say this is, the only way you will not be healed is except Satan can remove the stripes from Jesus. But if Satan and his agents cannot remove the stripes from Jesus, then you are healed. Are you getting what I'm saying? When they flogged him, cancer was dropped on him. When they whipped him, HIV was dropped on him. When they whipped him, that sickness, diabetes was dropped on him. Except Satan can say he will remove it, which is not possible. That means you are not permitted to suffer it because Jesus has taken it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He cannot say the stripes are not on Jesus. His agents cannot say they are not on Jesus. They're on him. They can't remove it. So there's no way the truth can be denied. Now listen carefully. In Matthew 8:17, something happened. I'm going to share something with you and it will humble you. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Say it one more time.
I'm free.
Say it like a child of God. Long ago, I was so sick myself. Long ago, sick to the point of dead. Sickness was to the point of dead, hepatitis. My eyes were yellow. Yellow that the consultant came and touched my eyes like this. And did like this. He didn't know I was looking at him. And he did like this. So when I looked at him and he did like that, I knew the meaning. I don't need anybody to tell me. I just knew that he's saying this case is hopeless. I couldn't walk. It would take me 45 minutes to walk from here to the end of this building. Two persons will stand by my side and I'll be gasping for breath. So dead was face to face. People prayed for me. They were seeing me dying slowly. I couldn't eat for almost a week. When I saw dead, I said, I have one option. Either to believe or to go. I said, the option now is either I leave or I go. And then I took the Bible, took a book, Express of Faith. And as I was reading them in the room, with the last cent inside me, I got to Matthew 8:17. Listen carefully. And I saw in that scripture, himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Himself, if you can catch this illustration I'm about to give now, that disease will leave instantly. Himself took, and from primary school took his pastors. True? Through. Took is not, took is took. Even if you didn't go to school, well, took his pastors. Himself took my, not his, my. Listen carefully. Break it. Himself took our, including my own. Personalize it. Himself took our, so he took my infirmities, my, all of them he took. And personal, you know, our is what talking to everybody, and took my sicknesses, himself took them. And what he took, I can't have. I got up and said, Satan, you are stupid. Jesus can't take, and I say, I have. That was the last day I got sick. I walk out of dead. And I'm well till Jesus comes, I'll be like this. Himself took. And took. It's took. There's no other English. And let me demonstrate with sick people. Let me just demonstrate with some few people who have things in their hands. Let me use this side to demonstrate. Bring out your diaries. Just hold your diaries. Don't get up. Just stand where you stay where you are. Sit down. Look at me this way. I don't care the sickness any of you have here. Just every other person, the same thing. Now, whether it's diabetes, whether it's, name any kind of sickness, name just any disease you have. Himself took. Do you have it? If somebody comes and says, these diaries are with these people, you say, my friend, they don't have these diaries. Who took them? I took them. Jesus took that sickness. Do you believe? Do you believe? I took this thing. If someone should come and tell you that you have this, say, shut up! I don't have. Pastor took them from me. Jesus took that disease. 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 Do you believe? 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 I command that sickness to leave right now. Sickness is illegal. Now listen. If someone occupies your house illegally, all you need to do is to go to the court, and when they pass judgment, the moment they pass judgment, they throw the man's goods, the people's goods outside. True? Am I talking? In same manner, Satan occupied your body illegally. And the word of God is your judgment. He says, Satan, with this word himself took, get out of this house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, leave this place because himself took. You can't bring, listen. Satan is not a gentleman. So you don't laugh with him. You don't cry. To be crying when you're sick is not correct. React in faith. I said, Satan, leave my body now. You can't afflict me with what Jesus took. And when he knows you are angry, he leaves. He will say, oh, this person has known. Life story. We bought a house. This church bought a house. And then some people went there and took us to court. We went to the court, won the case. And the day they won the case, they went there, threw away their things. We didn't even they just went there, threw away their things, but they refused to pay any rent. They threw away their things. So I used it to learn lesson. The court is the word of God. When they pass judgment in your favor, Satan must be thrown out. And the judgment in your favor said himself took. So Satan must be thrown out. Right now, say Satan, take every property of yours out of my body. Say it one more time. In the name of Jesus, right now, I command every property of yours out. Say it one more time, out. Say it again. Say it again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Say I'm free. Say it one more time. Say like a child of God. As I'm talking, as somebody set free in the name of Jesus. The word of God has power to heal. The Bible said he sent his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So as the word of God is coming forward, healing is taking place. Let me say this to you, please. I beg of you. Don't say you know. Sometimes you get too familiar with scriptures. You've had some of them. You've gone to healing school. You've had all the scriptures. It is not the scriptures you hear. It's understanding scriptures. Most of people don't get healed because they just quote them without relaxing. To say, I've heard it. Please don't have that kind of spirit. Don't have that kind of mentality. Don't say, I've heard that scripture. Long ago, I was ministering to a man in Lagos, Nigeria. Before I quote the scripture, he will quote it. Verse 1 Peter 2, he said, by his stripes I'm healed. Before I quote Matthew, he said, himself took my... And I paused. I said, sir, if you know the scripture, why are you using with diabetes? He had only head knowledge. So don't be carried away. If you are sick, you have not known it. So settle and skip and listen to what I'm saying. If you are still sick, then you have not what? Because when I knew Matthew 8:17, I walked out. So if you say I know Matthew 8:17, I was sick. So listen and say, God, give me this word that will bring me out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now in the name of Jesus, put your hand that part of your body. In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of infirmity. If Jesus has taken your infirmity, I command it. Come out of your body in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. Somebody deaf ears open. Somebody deaf ears open. Somebody deaf ears open. In the name of Jesus. That disease is out of your body. That chest pain around here is gone. That heart palpitation is gone. That low back pain is gone. That spinal problem is healed. In the name of Jesus. In Luke 5:17, he said, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching. As he was what? So as I'm teaching now, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So while I'm teaching, power is being released to heal you. Don't think that I have to come and lay hands on you. There are people who are in other parts of the world. I'm not going to have access to them. They will be healed just by the word. He sent his word. So don't say, hey, oh, pastor, must touch me. No. It's the word that heals. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Luke 6:17-19. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples. And a great multitude of people went out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their disease. They came to what? So please listen carefully. Don't just wait for prayers. You must hear what I'm talking about. They came to hear Jesus. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, For there went out virtue out of him and healed them all. Has Jesus changed? He said, now how do I touch him? He's not here. This time we touch him with our hearts. We touch him what? We do it by faith. You can't see Jesus again. So you just touch him with your heart. They say, Lord, what you have said, I believe it. Then he was physically present. So they were touching his garment. Now the word of God is him. So you accept the word into your heart. That's how you touch him. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You can't see Jesus now to go and touch him physically. But you touch him where? From your heart. He said, my heart received this word. And I believe it. Miracle will be born. So I hear. Somebody's already healed. So someone is already healed. Someone is already healed. Now hear this before I'll be done. Healing is children's bread. Healing is what? And God said, give us this day our daily bread. So every day there is healing. He said, healing is children's bread. I said, give us this day our daily bread. So each day has healing. That's why Jesus, everywhere he went, was healing every day. Are you getting me now? So healings are available every day, including today. If it's children's bread, are you a child of God? Yes. And he'll give us this day. So there's healing for today. So there's healing for today. Yes. Say it one more time. Yes. And my portion must be given to me. Yes. Say it like a child of God. Yes. Say it at minute. Yes. I receive my healing in faith. In the name of Jesus. Before I quote the last scripture, Jesus met a man with a withered hand. The man's hand was withered in the wilderness, in the temple. And he said to the man, stretch forth your hand. The man would have said to Jesus, can't you see my withered hand? The man stretched forth his hand. He made an attempt. Now hear this. In the evening, I'll explain it better. He said, with God, all things. Mark 10:27. He said, with. Jesus, looking unto them, said, with men is impossible, but not with God. For with God. For what? The Bible never said, for to God. It said, for with God. So you have to complete with him. I come again. The Bible did not say, to God. To God would have been all responsible. He's only him. But say, with God. That means you have your part to play by believing the word of God. He said to the man, when Jesus spoke to the man, stretch forth your hand. The man knew that physically with men is impossible for his hand to behold. But with Jesus' word, he stretched forth his hand. He cooperated with Jesus. As he cooperated with Jesus, the power of healing went and healed him. The word spoken from Jesus' mouth touched his hand. If that man had said, Jesus, can't you see my hand? He wouldn't have been healed. I don't understand what I'm saying. Every time you cooperate and stand on the integrity of God's word, God's power is released to heal you. How many can get what I'm saying? The moment you cooperate with the word of God and say, this is the word, I receive it in my heart, I believe it, and you make an attempt to do anything, then the power of God will be released. You don't wait for God to do it. You cooperate with God for him to do it. If the Bible said to God, it would have been him alone. But it said with God. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. With. So I have a part to play. My part is to cooperate with God. When I saw himself took my infirmities, I stood up. I told myself I'm healed. I didn't sit down. I said, you took my infirmity. I stood up with my strength. The moment I stood up, strength came. And I walked out. You will do what you can do. And God will do what you cannot do. If you're in a wheelchair, you make an attempt to get up. And then the power of God will hit you there. The woman with issue of blood did not stay in the house and say, Jesus, come and heal me. She went to him with her last strength and said, I know the healing power is on him, and touched him. If she stayed in her house, she wouldn't have been healed. She did what she can do by walking down. Are you going to answer now? Then the power in him healed. You will do what you can do, and then God will do what you cannot do. You will not wait for him to just reach you where you are. You will make an attempt by faith and say, no, I believe this word of God. Therefore, I am free. As you say so, the power will hit you, and then your miracle will be done. You don't wait for God to do it. God is waiting for you to act. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So no healing is available for me. Finally, Matthew chapter 4. 23-24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is a healing gospel. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of healing. The gospel of the kingdom is a gospel of healing. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were neurotic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. All of them. And Jesus cried the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus healed yesterday, he will heal today. If Jesus healed yesterday, he will heal today. If Jesus healed yesterday, he will heal today. How many know they will be healed right now? How many know they will be healed right now? How many know they will be healed right now? Do you believe? When will you be healed? When? 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 Jump on your feet and say, I'm healed. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. Not by mind or by power, by your spirit, say the Lord.
You are Jesus,
so glorious,
so holy and glorious.
preparing us
a temple.
A temple. We are born as living stones when you're enthroned. And as you rose from death in us, come rise with it, our share. Come rise upon our praise.
Let the hands,
let the hands that sword you raise, clothe us in your glory, and draw us by your grace, and all the of your breath, of your breath, we are temple. Temple, we are temple.
It's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit. It's quiet. But my spirit saith the Lord. I command that sickness to leave right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every sick is healed in the name of Jesus. Every oppressed is set free in the name of Jesus. Everyone with complication in your womb, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Every barren woman is called fruitful right now. Ringing sensation in the ear is gone in the name of Jesus. Eye that is tearing with water is healed in the name of Jesus. Migraine headache is gone in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes are open in Jesus' name. Deaf ears are open in Jesus' name. Dumb tongues are loosed in the name of Jesus. Hernia is gone in the name of Jesus. Pain in your chest is gone in the name of Jesus. Arthritis is gone in the name of Jesus. Somebody with severe pain around your kneecap here, you are healed in Jesus' name. I heard clearly, diabetes is gone. Somebody with a sugar problem, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Hemorrhoid, what common man called pile, you are healed in Jesus' name. Someone with injection abscess is healed in the name of Jesus. When I call your case or not, you are made perfectly whole. That eye is healed. That tumor in your brain is gone. In the name of Jesus. Be made perfectly whole. Be made perfectly whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. An act of faith is to do what you were not doing before. He said to the man, stretch forth your hand. So do what you were not able to do before. You'll be surprised that part of your body is made whole. If you're on a wheelchair, get up and walk in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you're on crutches, drop them and walk in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do what you are not able to do. Bend, touch the mass. That mass is gone. There's a lady with breast cancer. Visibly, the cancer has gotten to the point where you can't do like this on your breast. Now press it, cancer is gone. Everyone God speaks to one, he speaks to all. If a woman has any tumor, that tumor is gone. If you have a lump, just press it, the lump is gone. I press your breast, that lump, galactosia, you're bringing a breast milk without breastfeeding, that problem is gone in the name of Jesus. Somebody with eyes that blink uncontrollably, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Someone that sees something is moving your body, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Someone who had an accident, you are using a walking aid, you are healed in Jesus' name. There's somebody with a lumbar jacket. You have a lumbar jacket. You are not in Port Harcourt. You are outside Port Harcourt. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you are made perfectly whole. Amen. Move where you cannot move. Run where you cannot run. Everything that you are not doing before, do it. Look up to light. If you are blind, you will see in the name of Jesus. Amen. Blocked nostrils has opened in Jesus' name. Amen. Miracles have happened everywhere. Somebody who could not move the finger, move them. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Miracles are everywhere. Miracles have happened everywhere. Miracles have happened everywhere. Drop those crutches in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will touch you. Arise in your soul.
pain. Oh yes, it will touch you. It will touch you. Pain. Oh yes, it will touch you. It will touch you. Take you.
Now hear this. You'll be like the one leper who came back to Jesus to say thank you. Any miracle and testimony you don't share, you can lose it. I'm not the healer. No mortal man is the healer. The one who healed you, you must give the glory back to him. You'll come to the front of the church where you are. If you're online, they'll give you the Zoom number and information where you can send your testimony to. You rush out to the front, the pastors are there to take your testimonies. And others who are there, they will also take your testimony. The pastors and the medical team will be available to be able to take your testimonies. In all centers, every center here at the headquarters, you come up, centers, you let us know. If you're online, let us know. Check your body. That sickness is gone. That growth is gone. That tube that was closed is open. In the name of Jesus. Command that foul spirit, come out of your body in the name of Jesus. You are made whole. Rush out to the front, and they will take your testimonies while you sing. Who is like unto thee, O God, amongst the gods? He gave me that word song particularly. Please sing it. While we just sit down. While we are singing, miracles will be happening everywhere. You may be serious as those for testimonies can come out. If you have testimonies, pastors, please assist. Pastors, assist. All our pastors. To our left, to our right.
Glorious in holiness, fearful in praise.
Miracles are happening everywhere.
Oh, do we
now listen. There's somebody with a kidney problem. Your legs physically are swollen. You're on dialysis. I heard God clearly a few days ago. You went for dialysis. You are healed. Your two kidneys, God has given you new ones. When he speaks to one, he speaks to all. In the name of Jesus. Keep singing that song while we are to the, place many hands, as many as can join. So save time.
Thank you. Oh, Lord.
medicine. While you're hearing testimonies, it will just, miracles will just be happening one after the other. Every sick is healed in the name of Jesus. Quickly, we don't have all the time. Fast. As one church, person is talking, one person is another one is talking.
Church, our God of miracle is doing amazing things. This lady here, since June last year, was diagnosed of kidney issue. And she has been on weekly dialysis. You can see a central line on her neck where the dialysis is done every week. As a matter of fact, she came to church on a wheelchair. She had no strength. That is the symptom. During the ministration, the power of God surged into her. She can now stand on Eden.
Hallelujah, church. This man standing here is the minister of the gospel. He shared with me that for 5 years he has been having tooth pain in his left molar. He came to church with that pain. But as God's servant was ministering, he was able to clench his teeth without any pain. The pain has completely gone.
Praise the Lord, church. This man shared with me that for 5 years he has had complications from diabetes mellitus that made it very difficult for him to move and to even move his lower limbs. But right in this healing school, God has touched him. He can move around and do the things he couldn't do before now. Praise God.
Church, praise the Lord. This man is an engineer. He went to do recreational sports. He was engaged in football, contact sport. And as a result, he sustained injuries. Specifically, he had affectation of the tibia. It was a fracture of both tibia. And it was complicated. He has gone for surgery severally. It occurred 2 years ago. And he, in fact, because of that, he could not return to the work that he does. Because he went for the recreational football that was organized by the company. He has suffered and has spent a lot trying to put himself together. He has been supported by this aid for this 2 years period. Unable to use this. He came into this meeting. God, who is the greatest orthopedic surgeon, have done a corrective surgery. Now he can move without this walking aid.
Come on. I see him. You are not giving Jesus a hand. The power of the Holy Ghost. Go through your body. That's the end. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Move your legs to what you cannot do. Be shocked. Do. Move them. Move them. Move them. Move them. Move them. Move them. That's the end. You love. Move them. That's the end. Move it. Move it. Huh? You couldn't do that before? Give me a microphone. You couldn't do that before? You couldn't? Huh? Very stiff before? Move them. Just move them. That's the end. Just go ahead. That's the end of it. Give Jesus a hand.
Church, she shared with me that she had a lumbar disc herniation, a spinal problem. She said she went to the hospital and they booked her for a spinal surgery, but it was very well. But right in this meeting, the power of God touched her. For the first time in 1 year, she can squat, she can move without a walking aid.
Mama? Should I hear English? Is it English?
Yes, sir. A small, small.
Small, small.
Yes.
God don't touch you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It don't touch you?
It don't touch me.
It don't touch you?
Yes.
Give Jesus a hand. Is that how you clap for Jesus? Amen. God is the healer. So when you clap for him, he does more.
Hallelujah, church. This young lady shared with me that a year ago she was diagnosed with a uterine fibroid and she was booked for a myomectomy, which is a surgical removal of this fibroid. Her abdomen was distended and the mass was very palpable. She came for this healing school. The power of God has touched her. The mass is completely gone. I have examined her. The Lord has done the surgery by himself. Praise God.
Last year, this man had a stroke, and as a result of the stroke, he was unable to walk. He had to be dependent on his son here. The son will bathe him, will carry him about to the bathroom. Even when he came here, he was carried here. the right side, the left side of his body was totally affected with his speech. He couldn't lift up his hands. He couldn't lift up his legs. While the God servant was ministering, the power of God touched him. This man that was dependent on his son since last year, he stood up. He can lift up his hand. He can speak clearly. He's totally made whole.
What God does for one, he does for all. This woman discovered that she had an anterior abdominal mass. That is, the front part of the body was swollen, for which she consulted a known gynecologist in this state who referred her to do an abdominal scan in a reputable image room in this state. Now, the investigation revealed that she had a mass in the uterus, the womb, and the measurement of this mass was also given. The lower anterior submural aspect of it was 1.1 by 1. And then the anterior part of it was 5.7 by 4.3 cm. And then the posterior aspect measured 6 by 6, 4.4 cm. It tells us the weight of that mass. It was so large and was so palpable. She says she came to this healing school with that mass. While God's servant was ministering, he took. She has been searching for that mass. People of God, it's no longer there. The God of miracle have done a surgery. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, church. Mama here has been diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the knee for the last 5 years. Her daughter is here with her, and she says that before now, Mama could not stand or walk without this walking aid. But during the ministration, the power of God has touched Mama. She can now walk unaided. Glory be to God.
Lady shared with me that 6 months ago she developed a lump in her right breast, and she was supposed to do a surgery to have the lump removed. She didn't have enough money, but she was believing God for healing. She came for this healing school. The power of God has touched her. I've examined her. There's no lump. The lump has been surgically removed by God. Praise God.
Very discomforting. These young ladies came to church with chest pain. She had cough persistent for 2 weeks, and with it associated chest pain. And she had chest pain for 1 week that she feels severe when she takes in deep breath. Right here during the menstruation, cough has ceased, chest pain is gone. Hallelujah.
God is interested in details. God's servant gave a word of knowledge in this healing school, pointing a particular direction where someone had pain. With permission from our man of God, please, where was the pain? Can you point?
Here.
That was the area where God's servant pointed. If you divide the abdomen into four, you have the upper quadrant, lower quadrant, left and right, which makes it four region. Now, where he pointed, there are several structures there. The doctor that he saw requested for an investigation because he was suspecting that he could have had a peptic ulcer because the pain was radiating towards the back and sideways of the chest. So they also requested for other investigation to rule out the other causes of this chest pain. Now, the pain appears simple in every person's eye, but for him, he said it is discomforting and has also affected him. And that was the reason why he came to the healing school. And the God of Pastor David Ibiome have touched him. That pain that he has had in the chest, God confirmed the word of his servant, and he's no longer there. Praise the Lord.
She's a known asthmatic patient that was diagnosed about 2 years ago for chronic peptic ulcer disease. She has severe symptoms. That is, when she breathes in, she has the chest tightness. She came into this meeting with those symptoms, but right in the meeting, all that she couldn't do before, she can now do them, such as breathing in. All the symptoms are completely gone.
This young man here shared with me that 8 months ago, he woke up and discovered that he had pain in his spine. And as a result of that, he couldn't lift up his left hand. He couldn't lift up his left leg. He was practically limping to church. But while God's servant was ministering, he can now lift up his left hand. He can walk freely. The Lord has healed him.
Church,
This man was involved in a ghastly motor accident some months ago. And out of the shock, he was hospitalized and his BP rose and kept rising. Now he was given drugs to bring down the BP while in the hospital. It didn't stop rising. He developed a medical condition we call tachyphylaxis, meaning that they give you the normal dose to treat a particular disease and it still does not go. The BP continued rising until he developed a cerebrovascular accident, which we commonly call stroke. Now, as a result of that, he had right-sided paralysis. He could not talk. He could not lift up his right hand and his right leg. He couldn't do anything. He was dependent on the wife. He came to the healing school expectant. Church, the power of God touched him. Right now, he can lift up his hand. He can walk and he can talk without being slurred.
God is awesome.
People of God,
this woman noticed that she had hematuria, that is blood in urine. Now, hematuria could be initial. That's when you urinate, blood could come out, and then the subsequent part of the urination could be free. But she had total hematuria. That is blood continuously until she finished urinating. She, of course, well, by the time you see blood in urine or you see blood in stool, you must meet a doctor. So that took her to see a doctor who requested for an abdominal ultrasound scan that showed that there were kidney stone. Of course, it could also be tender and not as painful. So she have had this symptom for a while. She came to this healing school. God's servant said, act in faith and do what you could not do. She rushed out to urinate and discovered that the urine was totally clear. No more blood in urine.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That's a creative miracle. Only you can do what no man can do.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do
only you.
What no man can do, Jehovah.
Only
indeed, only God can do what no man can do. 8 years, ear problem shattered in this altar. He said for the past 8 years, he has been having a ringing sensation. But right in this service, all symptoms vanish. He is completely made whole.
Hallelujah.
Church, this man standing here with me said, 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with stroke. And as a result of that, he was unable to do a lot of things unaided. He couldn't even stand this way. Standing here is his wife. The wife shared with me that she has been the one batting him for the past 2 years. But right in the service, as he came for the healing school, the power of God touched him. He can bend. He can stand. He can do a lot of things he couldn't do for 2 years.
Hallelujah. The God of this commission is doing creative miracles. He will visit somebody in Jesus' name.
This sister here says that 3 years ago, she had a challenge in her knee that required corrective surgery. I have looked and I have seen the scar. Despite the intervention, after that, she could not walk without this walking aid. And while Papa said everyone that had difficulty in walking should stand and walk in faith, this sister engaged that word. And right now, she walked all the way from the back to the front to testify without this walking aid. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
doing creative miracles here today. This lady 3 years ago was diagnosed with bilateral ovarian cyst that came with severe pain whenever she had the symptoms. The pain was so bad that she couldn't press her abdomen. She came to service in pain. But while the ministration was going on, the pain has gone. For the first time in 3 years, there is no pain.
Hallelujah.
Our sister here and her son, they've been healed of pain for 2 years. Our sister cannot lift her left hand because her shoulder was in pain. But right here in this service, the pain is shattered. She has been waving to God, and her son had pain in the left knee. And right here in this service, he can flex the knee. There is no pain. Hallelujah.
This young lady here is a known sickler. She said she was recently diagnosed of having a vascular necrosis of the hip bone. Those are one of the complications of sickle cell. And it is very painful. She was told that she needs an urgent surgery to cure the pain that she has been experiencing. The pain is very excruciating, and she will need NSAIDs and intramuscular injections to quench the pain. But right here in this healing school, as she came, she said the pain that she came in with is completely gone. She can do what she couldn't do before. She can't feel the pain anymore. She said she feels so much relief for the first time in years.
Hallelujah. That is the creative miracle. God is awesome.
God indeed has visited this family. Mama has been having osteoarthritis of the knee for 15 years and could not walk without support. Her daughter here assisted her into healing school today. And during the ministration, Mama has walked unaided and is here walking to and fro on her own. Glory be to God. Her daughter here is here to testify.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, church. This young lady shared with me that for the past 7 years, she has been having ringing sensation in her ears. But while she came to the healing school, the power of God has touched her and she's completely made whole. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Her chest pain, palpitation, that's awareness of one's heartbeat, and deep snare, that's difficulty in breathing, is usually suggestive of a cardiac pathology, heart failure. He came into this meeting expectant. While the ministration was going on, all symptoms vanished.
Hallelujah.
There was a word of knowledge about someone who blinks uncontrollably, also known as blepharospasm in medicine. For 8 years, he has had this spasm. His eyelids blink uncontrollably. But for the first time in 8 years, if you can look at him, he's no longer blinking uncontrollably. He's perfected.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. This man has had a mass on his head, something we call a lipoma, for almost 6 months, and it has been growing recurrently. But while God's servant was ministering, the power of God touched him. Instantly, the mass disappeared and is made whole.
Hallelujah. God is removing unwanted body parts. He will remove everything not planted by him in your life in the mighty name of Jesus.
People of God, 2 years ago, this elderly woman developed postmenopausal symptoms because during menopause, there is deficiency of some hormones in the body of the woman. So because of that deficiency, symptoms follow. So she had been having flushing. So she described it as fire all over her face, all over her body. This is due to hormonal imbalance. But God, who balances hormone, have acted on her situation. She says she must see they have poured water on her body and everything is normal.
Hallelujah.
Church, there is a creative miracle here. This young man has had dysphonia. That is, he can speak, but giving the right sound to words, he has not been able to do that since birth. But from the best time since birth, he's pronouncing words properly. The difficulty he had before in pronunciation is completely gone.
Hallelujah.
Hello, sir. Please, can you tell us what your name is?
My name is David Sunday.
How do you pronounce the David before?
If I want to pronounce David, I'll pronounce David.
You cannot pronounce David. Yes. Now say your name.
My name is David Sunday.
Hallelujah. God has recreated his tongue.
Dear church, this lady has had low back pain for over 2 years that made it difficult for her to bend. But while God's servant was ministering, the power of God touched her, all symptoms had disappeared.
Hallelujah.
3 years ago, this woman developed what we call somatophone disorder. Now, somatophone disorder is the abnormal movement of objects within the body. Unexplainable. It's a psychological presentation. She said in her case, it seems as if something is kicking in her abdomen. 3 years period. Now, she requires attention of a psychologist or a psychiatrist to solve that problem. But as she entered this place for this healing school, as God's servant was ministering, the God that knows every part of the human body went straight, touched her. She said the symptom that she have had for 3 years is no longer there.
Hallelujah. The great physician has touched her.
My faith has found a resting place. Just take them quickly so we can be done.
Church, mama here was diagnosed of glaucoma 2 years ago.
Sit down, everybody.
Glaucoma is an eye disease we call a silent thief of the eye. If it comes, it silently comes and takes your sight away and you cannot recover. Now mama had glaucoma and eventually got blind a year ago. She has constantly been aided by her son. In fact, she came here a blind woman. Now during the ministration, the power of God touched her. Mama can now see. That is not all. She was not recognizing people. But when we were talking to her, the healing kept progressing. She could recognize our unit member and say, this girl is from my community. And right there, she could count fingers. Before we know it, from 6 meters, she can tell you exactly what she's seeing. She's seeing perfectly. Please come and show us. Mama, what are those fingers?
Give her the microphone.
Please, give camera, her, come
give
on.
Give her the microphone. Then give the two of them
four,
microphone.
Four. Two.
That's her daughter. Okay, the medical team.
She's from my community.
She's from your community.
She recognized me as soon as she saw me.
Mama, she came totally blind?
Yes, sir.
You came totally blind?
Yes, sir.
What are they wear?
White.
Will you give Jesus a hand? God bless you, Mama. Come now. The Lord bless you. Eh? God bless you. Glaucoma is not medically curable. When somebody gets blind with glaucoma, he's blind forever. So it can only be God. You from where? Ekwere?
Yes, sir.
Nda?
Some from?
From my Owe?
Yes, sir.
Owe?
Yes, sir.
But, so the village people go happy, say, don't go back to see them. God bless you. Go back. Allow Mama to just go. She's seen. We'll just take her to her seat. She's, give Jesus a hand for healing her.
Church, this lady shared with me that for the past 3 years, she had had abnormal sensations all over her body that in medical parlance can be referred to as generalized dysesthesia. She has been having this abnormal sensation. Usually it will start from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, sometimes in the reverse order. That is from the sole of her feet to the crown of her head. And it's been so abnormal. At times she will be so hot that she will not be comfortable. She will not be able to sleep without having to put her both feet in cold water. It's been that severe. Right in this service, she said, while the ministration was going on, right in this healing school, those feelings are gone. She came in with those feelings of internal heat. Right here, the internal heat is gone. She feels normal. Church, not only that, she came in with severe left breast pain with tenderness. That is, when she touches it, it will be very painful, that she will not be able to touch it. She's been in and out of hospital for one ailment or the other. The left breast pain is gone. The dysesthetic feeling completely gone.
Are you giving Jesus a hand?
Mama here for over 20 years has been living with bilateral knee
osteoarthritis, that she had severe pain in both knees. In fact, she had had a knee replacement, but the knee pain persisted. That mama had to walk with this walking aid. She could only stand and walk with this walking aid. Right here in this service, mama has been standing. She had walked and no pain. The pain is totally gone. Mama is healed.
Women, we may not be able to, because the more we attack, more people are coming. Take few of them and then we have
praise to. The Lord, church. This is a 7-year-old child, and this is the mother. She acknowledges that when she was born, at about a week, she had convulsions, and obviously she had complications from her body. The mother acknowledges that she had paralysis, that is flaccid paralysis on the right side of the body, meaning that she cannot move, there is no power on the right side. And as such, movement and other activities are difficult. But for the first time in 7 years, the deformity is still there, but there is power now in the hand. As she can raise up her hands, I asked her to shake me. She can now shake me. Hello. She can now shake me. She couldn't do that before. Can you raise up your leg? She couldn't do that before. Raise up your right leg. She can now do that. There is power now in the land.
Jesus a hand. Child, God would, that has begun a good work, perfect it. How are you, baby? You're fine? Lord, give strength to our legs. Give strength to our hands. In the name of Jesus, let strength enter the hand. Just follow me. Lift it up like that. Just lift it up. 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 Bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down. Lift it up again. Take it up. Take it up. Take it up. Just take your hand up. Do like this. Do like this. Look at me. Look at me. Do like this. Do like this. Do like this. Don't lie before.
Don't lie. She has not done that before.
She has never done this. Was the
first. She has not done that before.
Are you happy? You will write with this hand after now. Touch me again. Father, let life go permanently into our body. In Jesus' name. Somebody do like, he wants to push you, I think. She's a very funny girl. She's laughing. He loves you, amen. God loves you. All right. God bless you.
For 3 years period, this man developed what we commonly know as peptic ulcer disease. That's an imbalance in the acid-base balance in the gastrointestinal tract. So the acid content more than the base content and has caused injury either in the stomach or in the intestine. So for him, he said he has gone to the hospital where several investigations have been done, and it was confirmed that he had an active peptic ulcer. He was hospitalized. He said during the rally, someone from the church invited him to come specifically for the healing school. From the hospital, he left and came to the healing school with that severe chest pain. Peptic ulcer pain is burning. Sometimes when you put anything into your mouth, it irritates the pain because it's just like an injury. You are pouring fuel into a burning fire. The power of the Lord have touched him. The chest symptom that he has had for this 3 years period is no longer there.
Hallelujah. Please take other testimonies, just a very striking ones. What we do, all testimonies are important. We just take them after, because this is only at the headquarters. All the centers have testimonies. So in the evening, we take as much as we can in all churches, as much as we can in all centers. Healing school is done everywhere. So we may not be able to take all because of time. Just take if there's one or two striking ones, just take them. And then in the evening, we share more in the church.
Church, 3 weeks ago,
She was involved in a road traffic accident. We can even see the scar on her head. After the accident, she had a severe headache. We can almost say it's a migraine headache. It has been persistent, very severe. She came to service with that pain, and she sat close to the speaker, and she mentioned that since the ministration was going on, the headache completely disappeared. She can move her head freely. She cannot feel any pain.
I hear God as a man hears his prayer. All of you had diabetes, go back. Check your sugar level, it will be normal. Everybody who had diabetes before, internal organ cases, you are healed in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Most of you will only get home and find out that it is done. I was ministering in healing school, and a boy was born without testes. And the mother did not know the testes has descended. It was when she got home trying to obey him, she now discovered that the testes has come down. So she had to testify after she has left the church. So sometimes you will not discover what God has done until you get home and say, wow, this thing has happened. God is faithful. No sick person will remain sick. Before we come tomorrow for the healing school of tomorrow, it is done for all. Every sick will be healed. Jesus said so. I didn't say so, and I'm declaring his counsel. Except Satan can challenge that authority. I say, every sick, you are healed. Amen. It is done. Our doctors, just take one or two.
Church, he shared with me that he had injection abscess. He had intramuscular injection on his buttocks on the left, and thereafter he developed abscess. Abscess is pus formation in a non-preformed cavity. That is to say, in a cavity that was non-existent, pus forming around that place. And the skin over there had been firm. It had been painful when he touched it. In other words, it has been tender. He came into this healing school with the injection abscess on the left buttocks. During the wave of healing in this healing school, the power of God touched his buttocks. It came as a feeling of having to go to the convenience. He rushed out of the meeting, went to the convenience, and pushed out a lot of things. As he came back, the injection abscess is completely gone.
There's a man who God has healed. You're a young man in your 30s. For some time now, you've been impotent. He said, how can you come and people know you love? God said to me, rush out and give the glory to him. Otherwise, you may lose the miracle. He said, people know me a lot. How do I come out to share this testimony? When God does it for one, he does it for all. Rush out. Every time God does a miracle for you, rush out and give the glory to him. Because they overcame Satan by the blood of Jesus and by the words of their testimonies. We may have to stop here, please. Whatever I take, just take and stop. Doc.
This lady fell from a height 16 years ago. That affected her left knee. And she's not able to fix. She's not able to walk properly. But while in this service, all pain disappeared. She cannot walk well. She could do what she couldn't do before now, to the glory of God.
Shared with me that for the past 3 years, he has had pain in his left ankle. And as a result of that, he couldn't stand for a long period of time and stamp his feet without pain. But while Papa was ministering, God's power touched him, and all the pain has completely disappeared.
Everyone. Dr. Buma, if you're talking, talk. Let me stop there.
Praise the Lord, church. This young lady said she had a fracture of the femur. That is the long bone of the thigh. And as a result of the fracture of the femur, she had an orthopedic surgery where they did a surgery. They had to put implants. If you look at this picture, you see the implants and different screws in it to keep the bone together. After the surgery, she said she had difficulties, severe pain. And when she went back to the hospital, they said that one of the screws here have fallen off, is broken, and that is a severe complication. Since then, she has been in excruciating pain. When people come down with pain of the bone, there is no how to soothe it. There is nowhere to touch to soothe the pain. It is very excruciating. And as a result of that, she is bid for a repeat surgery. But she has come to this meeting for the first time. All the pain she has been feeling, all the complication
She couldn't stamp her leg without pain. She couldn't walk without walking aid. She's walking without walking aid. All the pain is completely Jesus gone.
Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. Ancient of days, my trust is in you. Trust is in you. In the upper valley, my trust is in you. Oh, I put them on in you, Lord.
I put them on in you.
Oh, Lord, I put them on in you, Lord.
I put them on in you. My trust is
in you. Oh, Lord, I put them on in you, Lord.
I put them on in you.
At the headquarters, they have this test available in the medical center. It's free. HIV 1 and 2. Hemoglobin. Look, you can see if you have genotype problem, all of them go to the medical center at the headquarters. They will do the test free for you. If you have any of these problems, go and confirm. And then in the evening, you come with the medical report. It will be done. Jesus is Lord. It's free. The medical team pays for all. So just go and do the test free. You don't need to go. They have the lab available. So just go at the headquarters and do, in case you have any of these things. All HIV shall be negative. All HIV will be negative. All genotype will turn from SS to A. And there are miracles from our side. Just take three, so it doesn't look as if it's only quarters. Take like three or five from other parts of the world. You may be seated.
69 Old Onitsha Road, Newi, Anambra State, Nigeria, from Blessing Opar. I came to healing school today with a severe migraine headache and was unable to move my right hand. But while Pastor David Ibiome was ministering, the healing power of God touched me. The migraine cannot be found. I can now move my right hand without any pain. I give God all the glory.
Christ Church, Newi, Ogun State, Nigeria, from Naomi Joseph. I have a palpable mass in my abdomen associated with severe pain, and I was booked for a myomectomy. A myomectomy is a surgical removal of a fibroid. However, during the healing school, the mass is completely gone. Praise God.
Online testimony from Precious Victor. For 4 years, I had palpitation, which is awareness of your heartbeat, and it was a concern to me. Right in this healing school, I received my healing. Praise God.
Online testimony from Nicholas Chukuma, Romania. This morning, I woke up with severe chest pain that was unbearable when I cough. During the healing school today, both the chest pain and cough are gone. Glory be to God.
So, Ibra, we'll take the rest in the evening. We can't go beyond this. Well, listen carefully. Everybody hear this. In Psalm 103, verse 3, he said, who forgiveth our iniquities and who healeth our diseases? A man came to Jesus, and after he healed him, he said, go and sin no more. So it means sin was the reason for his sickness. I know many of you have been healed, but don't just carry the healing, carry also the healer. If you're in this healing school, you have not met with Jesus as Lord and Savior, this is the time to surrender your life to him. Because some of you, just confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior will bring the healing. Just saying, Jesus, I surrender. As you say so, immediately, that plague will leave. Because sin was the reason for sickness. So wherever you are, you have not accepted Jesus, our Lord and Savior, all over the world, pray this prayer after me. To everyone who came to healing school, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died and rose to save me. With my mouth, I've confessed you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Father, this is your precious sons and daughters all over the world. I've confessed you. Write their names in the book of life. Let all their sins be forgiven by your precious blood and accept them into your own family. In Jesus' mighty name. Now that you have been forgiven, that sickness will not stay in your body. Amen. Say amen if you believe it. Amen. We couldn't take testimonies, not because the testimonies are not important, but because of time. We'll stop here. In the evening, all of you that God has healed, as many as God has healed, please all churches take their testimonies. Amen. All centers take their testimonies. And then remember, the healing school continues tomorrow. Healing school continues what? I'll tell you something. A pastor here was working with us before he had his own ministry. He was attacked with hepatitis. And they told him not to take oil, not to take this, not to take that. He's here. His ministry is now in Lagos. And when I saw that he was afraid, there are people who you see that fear is in them, no matter how you want to pray. I said, leave your house, come and stay with me. So he came and stayed with us. And I gave him messages. I said, lock yourself now for 2 weeks. You are not going nowhere. You must read 15 chapters every day with these tapes. By the third day, everything left. He's here. Get up, let us see you. This young man is seeing the pastor now. He's here. He was working with us. By the third day, the whole disease, the whole appetite is left. So most of you get the messages. Lock yourself. There are challenges. They prayed for you enough. Now lock yourself with the word. Sit with the word. Before we come tomorrow, you are charged. And the sickness will just go. I kept him. I said, nobody will pray for you. Now eat the word. I said, you must read. I told him we had to read from Matthew. He was reading the word. By the third day, I gave him to. By third day, there was no place for sickness. So when it comes to such things, we call it healing school. We didn't call it the healing church. Healing service. So healing school. We are schooling you so you don't remain in sickness. So some of you need to hear the word over and over. Even before you come tomorrow, you hear the word over and over. And then I tell you, nobody will carry sickness beyond this day. Amen. By the time you're coming tomorrow, you're coming perfectly home. We'll meet again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Shall we rise and give thanks to God for all that is done? Give him thanks and praise. Tell God thank you. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. They say that's a very creative dog. You take it. This is a very creative miracle. You come and say it here. Come now. Is there a full-fledged man? Oh, yeah, come. He knows himself is a full-fledged man. So come now, dog. Yeah. That's a very creative miracle. He says so. Can you sit down and hear this one?
People of God, this is a creative testimony. When God's servant called for those that had miracles and testimonies, he came out. He shared something with me. He said had what we call cryptocurtism, undescended tests. So the first question I asked him, how many children do you have? Because if the test is undescended at this age, he's not going to have any children, because where the testis is now located is too hot for it to produce the seed required for childbearing. So he said he have had that problem that way. Sometimes if you would have had a child or not, we could not have ruled that it was there. So he said he has felt it. So I, because of medical practice, I had to send him back. I said, please go and check yourself and come back and be sure. So he came and shared with the doctors that he has checked himself. He has seen that that testis that was undescended is now descended in the absence of a surgery. That's a miracle.
Are you giving Jesus a hand? God is a good God. Satan is a bad Satan. Satan is stupid. God is good. Whatever Satan tampered with in your body, I command a new part. Whatever he has tampered with amongst your organs, they'll be replaced. Just take a song to give thank you to God. Just one song in 2 minutes. to tell God thank you. All, I'm seeing so many men of God. We'll see tomorrow. But tomorrow we pray. Because no one man can do it alone. So tomorrow, there's no one man that can do it alone. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Go ahead and tell God thank you. Go ahead and tell God thank you. See what God has done. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we did nothing. You did it all. We ascribe every glory back to you. For the ones you have healed, we say thank you. We know you have healed everyone. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now listen, some of you may not know physically you're healed until you find yourself. So when you're going home, you find it. Whichever way, I know you are healed. There are those who are healed on this planet, those who are healed, and it takes a process. Because sometimes you are healed, but physically you need strength, and it's only for a while, you just know that it's gone. Are you going to say now? Everybody's healed. So we take more testimonies in the evening. Remember, we are meeting at 4:30 in the evening. And God bless everyone. Don't ever give up. Tomorrow we have healing school at 9 a.m. Let me also say this. Every time God gives a word, it's for somebody. And utilize the word at the right time. Somebody I know very well, very close. He gave a word to me and I said, there's a pastor. Not whether you're in church. I said, there's a pastor here who lost healing. How many were in church? You were in church that day? The man did not come out. Then he sent me a text that he's the one. I didn't answer him again. Because at that point, you make me look as if I'm lying. We are very close. He says, I'm the one. But I said, if he had come at that time, he will operate in strange healing. Because at that time, it's not me talking, it's the Holy Ghost that spoke through me. So sometimes, leave everything and return. But when the oil is fresh, it's different. Are you going to say now? He sent me text. He says, I'm the one. But I didn't answer him. I didn't reply him. It's somebody I know very well, very close to me. I didn't reply him. Why I didn't reply him? Because he would have come at that time. If I pray now, nobody will know that he's the one. Are you going to say now? So sometimes when God gives you a word, forget your pride. Just come out. And allow God to do what he has done. But everyone who came today, you are not returning with any sickness. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. When are we meeting tomorrow? 9 a.m. It's healing school, so you don't come late. It's not service. You come early. That's what we call it, healing what? If you come late, they will close the door. It is not service. Service can come anytime. Healing school, you must keep to time. That's what we call it, school. We don't, in school, when you go late, what do? But yeah, we don't flog you, we send you back. You will not enter the healing school if you come late. Because you must hear the word of God. The grace together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet love of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Members of Savior Ministries, remember your 12 o'clock prayers. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.